Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
This is the Market Common Podcast for Wednesday, April 10th, by Achilles Yorgolopoulos. I'm Christina Marujos, and thank you for joining us at XM.com. The U.S. dollar is higher today as the market is preparing for this week's key event. While Thursday's European Central Bank meeting is crucial, today's U.S. inflation report could determine the wider market performance until the May 1st Fed meeting. The market is fixated with a Fed summer rate cut as it continues to price in the first 25 basis points rate move in July. While this move could happen, the recent data clearly did not point to an economy in need of a boost. Therefore, today's inflation figure is extremely important. Forecasts point to a small acceleration at the headline figure to 3.4% year-on-year, but expect an easing of the core indicator to 3.7%. These levels are incompatible with the central bank supposed to be on the brink of cutting rates. Interestingly, after the release, three Fed members, Bauman, Barkin, and Goolsbee, will be on the wires and possibly comment on the CPI numbers. An upside surprise could push the dollar higher against the euro, but its performance once the dust settles down could depend on the equity market. With the earnings season starting on Friday, a possible realization that the Fed might not cut rates at all during 2024 could create angst in the market. Not long after the US CPI release, the Bank of Canada concludes its meeting. With inflation dropping aggressively and the labor market easing considerably as the unemployment rate reached a 26-month high in March, it looks like the Bank of Canada could be the next one to cut interest rates. However, the recent rally in oil prices is complicating the outlook. Higher oil prices are a boon for the Canadian economy as the WTI oil future is around 10% higher than it was at the March Bank of Canada meeting. The loonie remains under pressure since the start of 2024, and a dovish Bank of Canada meeting could confirm this trend. The kiwi is higher today against both the dollar and the Aussie after the Reserve Bank of New Zealand did not confirm the dovish expectations. Despite the economy moving back in recession and inflation possibly remaining on a downward trend, Governor Orr and Co. repeated the February 2024 comment that maintaining the OCR at a restrictive level for a sustained period will return consumer price inflation to within the 1-3% target range this calendar year. Gold continues to record a new all-high in every other session, driven by several catalysts. Interestingly, the almost perfect correlation with Bitcoin broke down yesterday, with the crypto king suffering as market participants are possibly thinking ahead to the upcoming halving. This was today's Market Comment Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.